FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A KZN man is in custody after police found unlicensed firearms and a police uniform in his possession in Westville. Mohammed Ismail made a brief appearance in the Pinetown Magistrate Courts last week. His case was postponed to Friday for a formal bail application. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says officers carried out a search and seizure operation at his Westville home last week. He says Ismail wasn't able to provide an explanation for the confiscated weapons and police uniform.
It was a full complete uniform because it includes the bulletproof vest, it includes the constable flashes, and what was established is that there is no police official who was staying in that residence. As a result, it was seized. The accused facing the charges of possession of unlicensed firearms. He was found in possession of 5 unlicensed firearms, including a rifle.
The Durban High Court has dismissed the ANC's trademark against the MK party with costs. The ANC dragged former President Jacob Zuma's new party to court, accusing it of breaching trademark laws by adopting the MK name and logo. The ruling party argued they are similar to those used by its disbanded military wing. The ANC also tried to convince the court that the use of the name would lead to voter confusion in the upcoming elections. KZN pupils are urged to plan and research different career opportunities available to them once they finish school. That's the main message preached by KZN MEC for Treasury, Peggy Ngonyeni, who on Saturday led the inaugural Ilembe District Careers Expo. There, grade 9 to 11 pupils from schools around the district visited various institute stalls and got information about bursaries and course explanations that will help them make the correct choice of study. Grade 11 learner at Stanger High School, Amahle Mgadi, attended the Career Expo.
We have to start preparing now because most young people have turned their focus away from education. So what brought me here is that I want to hear more about the career options available to me while I still have time.
And Donald Trump begins his hush money trial in New York today, the first of its kind by a former U.S. president. He's accused of falsifying business records to pay an adult film star, something he denies. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, claims he was the man who handed over cash to Stormy Daniels to conceal an affair before the 2016 elections. Sky News reporter James Matthews caught up with him.
What do you think of what he has had to say about you? He's been uncomplimentary, to say the least.
He's been uncomplimentary for about 6 years now. Doesn't affect me.
Donald Trump calls it a witch hunt, a scam. What do you say to that?
Leaving it up to the judge and the jury.
A recap of our lead story. A KZN man's in custody after police found unlicensed firearms and a police uniform in his possession in Westville. I'm Dinuwohle Malinga for the Newswatch team.